Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 7th chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this parak, the Rambam continues discussing various problems which can render an animal a treifa. Halacha Aleph. Shnei kremos sheyesh al reya. The lung has two membranes to it. Im nikav zeh below zeh, mutaras. If only one of them, without the other one, is punctured, then the animal is still permitted. Im nikav shnei, treifa. However, both membranes of the lung are punctured, then the animal is rendered a treifa and is forbidden to eat. Afilu niglat hakrum ha'elyon kulo, v'halachlo, mutaras. You need both of them to be punctured. So much so that even if you have the entire outer membrane peeled off and it dissolves, nonetheless, though it's gone, since the other one is fully intact, the animal is still permitted. If the windpipe, however, had even a small hole in it from the chest or lower in it, so the animal is rendered a treifa. This is referring to the place in the lower part of the windpipe, which isn't fit for Shechita. With regard to the part that is fit for Shechita, the Rambam has already discussed what type of hole is necessary to render the animal a treifa. Halacha Beis. Hischa b'Shechita, v'shachat kol hakana, v'achar kach nikva hareya, v'achar kach gamar Shechita, harizu treifa, hol v'nikva kodem gamar Shechita, v'chein kol kios b'zeh. If a person had begun to slaughter the animal and had cut the entirety of the windpipe, and then afterwards the lung had been punctured, and then only afterwards did the person complete the rest of the act of slaughter, in that case, the animal is nonetheless rendered a treifa, despite the fact that one might reason that, well, if the windpipe has already been cut, why does it matter if the lungs have been ruined? Nonetheless, again, the animal is rendered a treifa, because since it had been made punctured prior to the completion of the act of slaughter, the animal is still considered a treifa. And so too with any similar case. Halacha Gimel. If one of the bronchioles of the lung is punctured, even if the puncture is covered over by another one of these bronchioles, it doesn't matter, the animal is still considered a treifa. For those who haven't taken science in a long time, bronchiole is the little extension of the windpipe that ends up sending the air within the lungs themselves. If one of the bronchioles had been punctured, and then developed a scab to the point where the hole is now covered, it doesn't make a difference that there's a scab there, the animal is still rendered a treifa. Nikba om shel rea, afal pi shedofen zotama, treifa. If the actual lung itself is punctured, even though the ribs themselves might cover up that hole, it still is going to be rendered a treifa. Vim nikba b'makom achitoch ha'unos shela, v'hamakom shorvetetz alav, kshira. If, however, it was punctured in one of the places where the lung breaks out into lobes, and the lobe itself is lying on one of the ribs, so in that case, the animal is not a treifa, it still is kosher to eat. Halacha Dalet. B'meder Amurim, when is that true? K'shesasam makom ha'nekev sheba'unos basar. This is true if the puncture in the lobe is sealed up by flesh. Avol im nismach ha'nekev l'etzem eino megin. However, if that hole is pressed up against the bone, then that will not protect it from being a treifa. V'im ha'nekev unos dabak ba'etzem u'basar muteres. If the puncture in the lobe was touching both bone and flesh, in that case, the animal remains permitted. Halacha Hey. Ha'om shel rea shenim zeis smucha ledofen. Bein she'elas tzmachim, bein she'lo he'elas choshashen la shema nikva. If the actual lung is found to be sticking to the ribs, we have to be concerned that maybe it had a hole. And this is true whether or not various types of growth had appeared in it. V'kitat osenba. So what do we do in order to determine whether or not it's kosher? First, we pull it off of the rib while being careful not to puncture a hole in it. If it's discovered to have a puncture, if one sees that there's a wound in the rib, so then we can safely rely on the fact that this puncture had only occurred after the slaughter, and it had only appeared because of the bruise. If, of course, though, we do not find such a bruise, then it is certain that this puncture had been in the lung prior to the slaughter, and therefore the animal is a treifa.
If
a lung is discovered to have a place which is sealed in it, that the wind, the air which is coming in, does not enter at all, and it doesn't expand along with the airflow, in that case, it's as if it has a puncture, and the animal is rendered a treifa. V'kitat bokno so. Now how can we investigate this? How do we check it? We rip off the plate, which does not expand at a time when one blows into the lung to see if it expands. If we discover some sort of fluid, some moisture in there, then the animal is still permitted, because it's only because of that fluid, that substance which is present, that the air is not able to enter. If, however, we do not find such a fluid, without that fluid, we must put some either saliva or a straw or a feather or the like over the area which is blocked off, and then blow air into it. If they end up moving, then in that case the animal will still be kosher. However, if not, if it does not end up blowing in the air that you put in there, then the animal is a trefa, because clearly air does not enter into that part of the lung. Halacha Zayin. Reyasha tishama bahavara kishinovchenosa. If there's a lung which, when you blow into it, you hear some sort of sound, some sort of echo, im nikra makom shemenu tishoma hahavara, if it's recognizable which part that sound is emanating from, moshim nalav rok, otevenu kiotibo, then we place some saliva or some straw on top of it or the like, im nisnadi biaduashi nikuva utrefa. If that moves when we blow it, then in that case, it's clear that it's punctured and the animal is rendered a trefa. Im lo nikra makom, if, however, we can't tell where that sound is emanating from, moshim nosa b'mayim poshrin v'nofanosa, then we place the lung into water, which is of a mild temperature, and then we blow into it. Im bikbek hamayim trefa, if the water begins to bubble, then the animal is a trefa. Im la, but if not, biyadua shekruma tachtum bova nikav, then in that case, we can say with certainty there was only the lower membrane which had been punctured, and the air is going between the two membranes, and that's why you hear that faint sound at the time of blowing. This is a general rule, which the Rambam tells us is very important, that we should hold on tight to, that any lung which was blown into with lukewarm water within it, and the water did not bubble, in that case, you know the lung is going to be fully intact and has no hole, no puncture whatsoever. Halachatas. Reyesh nishpacha kikiton, ukruma elyon shalak kayam shalim below nekev. If one has a lung which inside can be poured out like water from a pitcher, but the outer part of it, the outer membrane, is still intact without any sort of puncture. If the bronchioles still are in their proper place and they haven't dissipated themselves, they haven't dissolved, so then the animal is still kosher. If, however, even one of the bronchioles has dissolved in this fashion, the animal is rendered a trefa. What should we do in order to determine this? We first puncture a hole in the membrane of the lung and then pour it. It out into a container which is glazed, covered over with lead or the like. If we see these white strands within it, so then it's clear that the bronchioles must have dissolved in this fashion and the animal is rendered a trefa. But if not, then it's only the flesh of the lung which has dissolved in this fashion and the animal is still kosher. Halacha Yud. Re'a shenimtsu ababuos. If there are boils found on a lung, if these boils are filled with air and clear water, some sort of fluid which is very, very slow moving, like honey is or the like, or dried fluid which is strong as a stone, so in that case, then the animal is going to be permitted still. If, however, in the boils there is some sort of rotted, gross liquid that's like watery or very murky, in that case, then the animal is rendered a trefa. When one takes out this liquid, one needs to make sure to check the bronchial below it. And if now one has a puncture, then the animal is rendered a trefa. Halach Yud Aleph. Reyesh nimtzu b'shtei ababuos, smuchos zulazu, trefa. If one sees two boils on a lung which are very close to one another, the animal is rendered a trefa. Shadavar karov harbe, sheish neka benihen, bein lehen der b'dika. Because it's very, very likely in that circumstance there's some sort of puncture between the two of them, and there's no way for us to check this out. Haisa achas near kishtayim, nokvina achas. If there was one, but it appears like two, then in that case, we puncture one of them. Im shafcha laha acheres, achasi muteres, vimlav trefa. If by puncturing one, the other one flows out into it, so in that case, we see that there are clearly only one boil, and the animal is still permitted, but if not, then it's two boils. As was just explained, two boils are assumed to be a trefa, and thus, this animal too will be a trefa. Halacha yud beis. Harei ashen ismas misa trefa. If a lung has degenerated to such a degree, then the animal is already considered a trefa. Ketzav, Dharma is going to explain what that means. Go'chen imdeis shlema ukshetonosa techatech betipo chatichos chatichos. One example of this is if it looks like everything's okay, but when you hang it up, it begins to collapse, it breaks apart, and falls out into separate pieces. Re'ash nimzeis nekuva b'makom she'yada tabach m'mashvesh uteres, v'tolom b'yado, v'omer m'yada tabach nekuva achar shlita. If a lung is found to have a puncture in a place where it was handled, or would likely be handled, by the butcher's hand, so in that case, the animal is still going to be permitted. Because in that case, we can assume it was only because of the fact that the butcher had touched it over there that it gained this puncture, and therefore that occurred after the slaughter. Nimsa nekev b'makom acher, ve'en nedua im kodem shchita o acher shchita, nokvin ba nekev acher, medamim kishem she'ozim b'bnei me'ayim. If the puncture was found in a different place, a place which is not usually handled by the butcher, and it's not known, therefore, whether this had occurred before the slaughter or after the slaughter, so then we make another puncture in the lung, and we compare it just as we do with regards to the digestive organs. Now, we don't compare the lung of a small type of domesticated animal to the lung of a larger type of domesticated animal. Instead, what we must compare is a small one to a small one, and a large one to a large one. If the puncture is found in one of the boils of a lung, so the animal is rendered a trefa, and we don't suggest that maybe we should perforate a different one of these boils and then compare the two of them, because in that case, you still won't be able to tell clearly. If a needle is found in the lung, so we blow up the lung. If no air comes out of it, so then it's clear that this needle must have entered somehow through the bronchioles and had not punctured them. If, however, the lung had been cut open before you had a chance to blow it up, and you find a needle in it, so in that case, the animal is a trefa, it's forbidden, because there's a high likelihood in that scenario that it had been punctured when it had entered. If there was some sort of parasite, a worm, in the lung, and it had punctured the lung and come out, and we see that the lung has been punctured by the worm, in that case, the animal is still permitted. Because in that scenario, we can have a strong presumption that it had happened after the slaughter. Yesha marals she'im nishtana mara ha'iver lo'oso ha'mara hara harehu kenakov. She'oso ha'basar she'nishtanu marav v'mara zeh k'meisi u'chashav. U'k'ilu ha'basar she'nebach eno eno matzoi. V'chein u'omer u'mechias basar chai b'seis u'biyom ha'eroz bo basar chai mechlal she'shar ha'basar she'nishtana eno chai. Now, there are certain times that the organ can look discolored, like a different appearance, to the point where if it becomes one of these problematic colors, then it's as if it's been punctured. And the rationale for that is because once it has this color, once the flesh looks this way, so then it's considered as dead, and any flesh which is considered dead in this fashion, it's changed its appearance, is considered as if it's not present, and thus it's a problem. It's like a puncture. And that's what the pasuk says with regards to tsaras, that there's a spot of living, healthy flesh in the midst of the problematic nega, the spot of tzaras. And on the day that he will then go and show this to the Kohen will decide whether or not it makes him impure. What's implied from that context of tzaras, though, is that flesh, which has not had its appearance change, is considered alive. And thus, if it has its appearance change, it's considered dead. Halacha tes zayin. Re'ash nishtanu mareha, bein mara kula, bein mara mektasa, im nishtanis namara hamutter, afilu nishtanis kula, muteres. If a lung changes its appearance, the color looks different, whether we're dealing with part of it or all of it,
So then if it changes to one of these permitted appearances, a different color which is permitted, so then the entirety of it remains permitted. If, however, even if a tiny bit of it turns to a forbidden color, in that case the animal is rendered a treifa. Because, as the Rambam has just explained in the previous halacha, when it's one of these forbidden appearances, it's as if it has a hole. And thus, as we know with a hole, any small puncture is already enough to make it a treifa. So here too as well, it will be considered a treifa. Halacha Yud Zayin. Now there are five types of forbidden coloring in a lung, which can render the animal a treifa, as was just explained. And these are the five. Shechora Kidio, Oyeruka Kein Kshus, Okein Chelmon Beitza, Okein Charia, Okmar Havasar. These five are if they're as black as ink, or a certain greenish color, like hops, or a yellow color, like the yolk of an egg, or the color of safflower, or like the color of meat. V'chariya hu hatzeva shetsovim bo habgadim hu dome l'saros adumos ma'at minotos ruka. Now the Rambam clarifies what this safflower is. It's a chariya, it's a color which clothes are dyed with, and it's comparable to hairs which are a little bit red, but are still leaning towards a goldish color. Alach yudches. Imteis ke'en charayos shel dekel, osron osam isafek shezakar v'lmar ha'asr. If the lung is found to be like the color of the branches of a date palm tree, so in that case also the animal is rendered unfit to eat because of this doubt that's involved, because that's very close to a forbidden color. However, regarding all these different colors, we only say that the animal be forbidden with these colors once we've tried blowing it up and the actual lung has been patted down by one's hand. If, however, it's changed to a permitted color, then the animal is for sure permitted. If, after you've done that process of blowing and patting it down, it still remains with its color, so then it's forbidden. Now there are four colors which are automatically considered permitted, and these are they. If it's a blackish, bluish type of color, or a green which is as green as a leek is green, or it's red, or it's the same color as the liver. Even if the lung is entirely colored with these four types of colors in little spots everywhere, but nonetheless it's the entire thing, the animal is going to be permitted. If a bird had fallen into fire, and its heart, or its liver, or its craw had turned green, or its digestive organs had turned red, in that case, the bird is rendered a treifa. Because any greenish color which turns red, or any reddish color which turns green because of heat, with regards to a bird, it is if that organ has been removed, and thus the animal is a treifa. This is assuming that the color remains that way after the organ has been slightly cooked and has been pressed down by a person. Lach Chav Aleph, the final lach on the parak. Kol ov shenimtzeis hakavei shelo kemar b'nei me'ayim, o shenishtanu shar b'nei me'ayim, v'amdu b'shinuyon achar shliko merisa kemo shivaranu, b'yadu ha'shanav al or, v'nech miru b'nei me'ayim u'dreifa. With regards to any bird that has a liver which looks like its digestive organs, or the appearance of other digestive organs change, and that change stays there after the organs have been cooked a little again and have been patted down, as was explained above. So in that case, we can safely say that this bird had fallen into a fire and its organs had been burned, and thus is rendered a treifa. Not only that, but even these digestive organs of a bird, which didn't seem to look any different. However, once they've been cooked a little, they change, and either the green parts turn red or the red parts turn green. Then we can say with certainty that it had fallen to a fire and had its inner organs been burned, and thus is rendered a treifa. V'chein ha'veshet shenimsa or ha'chiton shelo lavan v'apnimi adom v'im ba'ov v'im ba'hema ha'yuk ilu enu u'treifa. And similarly, regarding the esophagus, whether of a bird or of an animal, which we discover to have its outer skin white, but its inner skin red, in that case, it is if it's missing, and the animal is rendered a treifa. Have a wonderful day.